Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my show, Body Mag Light Race. And tonight, I'd like first start off and thank Speedway Digest, Tim Wilson, and Tim the Spain. This will be the 64th consecutive race season presented by Menards. It'll be the 53rd annual race at Daytona, and that will be February the 13th at 4:15, which will be the Lucas Oil 200. TV will be on F night. We have for our guests, we're going to have Joey Katina and Dusty. Knowles is the crew chief for Joey. And if we can, yeah, bear with me. This is my first show tonight. Doug, are you there?
Yeah, Riley, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you on tonight, sir.
Well, I appreciate being on, man. New show, first guest. Glad to get pole position there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad you're on with us tonight, Dusty. Yeah, it's getting down to the wire here. How's it looking for y'all?
Man, it's looking real great. Daryl and Bobby Gent really and truly are building a top-notch team from the ground up. They're buying quality cars, quality engines. They got a great driver in Joey Jatina, and this will be Joey's first full season, so there's going to be some learning curves for both Joey. Of course, myself, this is really the first time I've been a crew chief in the series. Of course, I've won races all over the Southeast in modifieds and mod fours and all that. But really, our goal this season is to be a competitor up there with the big boys. Really, this is a one-car operation right now, with plans to expand to two cars later on in the future. But right now, everything's looking great. Really got a great piece for Daytona, and really looking for a good qualifying effort and a good race day effort.
Dusty, I was at Mobile. You drove. Well, it was 2 years ago down in Mobile, isn't that correct?
At the ARCA. The 2014 Mobile 200.
Yeah, you had a pretty good race down there. I hate we lost Mobile.
Yeah, I do too, because I've been around it so many times in a modified or a super stock down there. I really love the racetrack. It's got a lot of character. Of course, it's an Alabama track, but me being an Alabama driver. I had a fun day that day. I would definitely love to have it back on the schedule. Or maybe if New Smyrna or Pensacola or one of those other tracks there in Florida or along the coast would step up, we could definitely save the event. But had a good run that day. It was a learning curve for everyone. We had to overcome a few obstacles, especially in the middle of the race, but ended up with a pretty decent result.
Dusty, what in the modifieds, is there a big difference in the modifieds and the ARCA cars?
Well, I had a modified racer named Billy Melvin tell me one time that if you can drive a modified, you can race any hot rod there is. And after driving the modifieds, because they're 600, 700 horsepower on an 8-inch wide tire, and then you go and you hop in an ARCA car that's comparable 700-ish horsepower with a 10-inch tire. Yes, the modified weighs 2,500 pounds. The ARCA weighs 3,400. But honestly, I mean, they're both, especially on a short track, like driving an F-16 in a gymnasium. They are so much fun to drive. The modified is a little quicker reacting versus the the ARCA car. It's a little slower because it's heavier, but man, they're both fun to drive.
Dusty, what do you think about the Elmore motor? I mean, we had a season last year. We got to see a few Elmores, but it looks like the pack's going to be full of Elmores this year.
Absolutely, and if you show up to Daytona this year with an Elmore, you're almost guaranteed to make the race. I think if you show up with one of the legacy motors like the SB2s or the R5 P7s, I don't think you really have a shot to make it in the field. I think the Elmore is just too strong to compete with those legacy motors on the super speedway. Now, once you get ready to go to a short track, absolutely, because it's tire management, it's handling all that, but it's somewhere where it's just raw, nasty horsepower, the Elmore is leading the way. So I know they had a few issues, a little bit of longevity issues last year, but I've heard they've gotten that corrected in the newer engines, and we do have one of the newer motors, so hopefully it'd be a long-lasting deal.
Well, you know, if you've got an Elmore, it's in a decent car, I believe it's put everybody on an equal footing again.
Absolutely. It's definitely helped the smaller teams compete with the larger teams like the Kimmels and Venturinis by evening out that playing field. But, I mean, at the end of the day, yes, it is chassis development. It is drafting the body lines, aerodynamics. So, I mean, that's once we get off the super speedway, that's what's really going to be the equalizer, is how well can we adapt to the different tracks and different chain and different surfaces.
How do you think you're going to adapt laying on the steering wheel and sitting on the pit box directing traffic there?
I'm sorry, I tilted my head the wrong way. I don't get very good service here at the house.
I said, how's it going to feel to lay the steering wheel down, the race wheel down, and set up on the traffic?
It is going to be an adjustment, but over the course of my racing career, I've had good success sitting on the pit box. I've been a crew chief for Michael Scobie at some of the local short tracks around here. Also been influential in the setup on the super stock car that I drove this past year and will continue to drive this year. Yes, it's an adjustment. Yes, it's a change, but I love the strategy, whether it be in the race car, on the pit box. I love the strategy. I love the chess game you have to play during the race. So it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment, but I think we'll come out all right.
Well, we're down to what, to the day first, and the race is on the 13th, so you've got what now? You literally got 12 days to have everything set and ready. It's going to be down to the wire there, isn't it?
It is, and honestly, I wouldn't know how to go to the racetrack if the car was already sitting on jack stands ready to go. So, because there's always something you want to change on it, or there's always some little something that you want to do. So there's a few little odd and end things we have left to tie up on the car, but the biggest weight is going to be going through tech on Wednesday and just the time to elapse on Thursday to get to practice.
Well, you know, a lot of people wonder why they don't have the cars ready and set up before you get there. You know, basically, correct if I'm wrong, when you pull in there, you pretty much have to dismantle everything and start back from scratch. And that it runs, Dusty.
Yeah, it's there's a reason why there's a full day of tech, and you go to the shop, you get the car close, but then you just loosen everything to let ARCA inspect it. And it's good that ARCA does their safety checks on the cars, the chassis, the safety equipment, fuel cells, all that, because that's one area you don't need to to skimp in or side cut is the safety. And so I applaud ARCA for being as detailed and technical as they are. But yes, it does make the crew's life a little bit hectic to build a car, dismantle it, and rebuild it all in a matter of a couple of days there.
Couple of days, exactly. Well, I got Joy hanging on here. Dusty, if you want to hang on, I'm going to bring Joy in, and let's get this thing and let Joy tell us what's going on with Jet Motorsports.
How's what's going on?
Everything's going great, Joey. Great to have you on tonight.
Well, hey, I'm glad to be on. We just got off the airplane here in San Antonio, and traffic was looking so bad, I figured I'd call you guys from the cab because I might have missed the show if I had not. But I definitely appreciate you having us on.
Joey, it's a pleasure to have you on our first show. I'm glad to have you. Kind of give us a little breakdown of what you got going on, Joey. How's it going to progress?
Well, I tell you, it's pretty exciting. I know you've been watching, and a lot of people have been. It's just it's kind of snowballed pretty quick for us. We really didn't know what our plans were going to be going to Daytona. We had some backup plans, you know, if this didn't come through or that didn't come through. And lo and behold, we hit on something with Daryl Gent and Gent Motorsports, and we built the team in a matter of, about 3 weeks. That's pretty much the entire team, from pit boxes to tools to race cars. We've got two in the shop right now. We've got a great piece for Daytona. He's given us all the tools we need to be successful. Happy to say we've got an Ilmor under the hood, fresh out of the crate. Doesn't even have oil in it right now. So we've got everything we need. Of course, we got to qualify our way in, but, you know, we're in for the long haul this year, going to run the full schedule, looking to do some truck stuff later in the year. Obviously, the goal is to make Talladega in the truck event. That's ultimate goal, but, you know, if it doesn't happen, I mean, I'm just tickled to death to have the opportunity to pilot the number 14 Gent Motorsports Chevrolet for the full 2016 ARCA schedule. Goals are, you know, pretty much, you know, a 36-year-old guy getting a run for Rookie of the Year, and we feel pretty strongly with consistent finishes. We can, you know, manage a top five this year in points.
Joy, it's been a actually, you and I met in 2014 at Talladega for the first time, and we absolutely had a wonderful time together, did we not?
Yeah, I mean, even under the circumstances, we made the best of everything, and it was just awesome to have the opportunity to, number one, get a chance to race at Talladega. And, you know, I owe the Peterson group a great deal of thank you, I guess, for letting us drive the 06 there. We didn't quite get the finish we wanted, but we were in the race the whole day. Just kind of messed up on a few things, and I think we committed about 12 pit road penalties my first pit stop. So going to be a little bit more organized this year, and the driver's going to have his head on a little bit more, I guess, straighter. And I can't help too with my crew chief there, Dustin Knowles. That's why I more or less picked him to come, you know, take care of this race car, and more or less me, because I'm just going to sit there and be quiet and listen. I know he's a detail guy, and he won't let me make those stupid mistakes that are very easily made. But, yeah, Rowdy, I'm looking forward to it. You know, this is you've been a part of my life for a long time now, as we've kind of got to this point, and, you know, the struggles and things that we've gone through. So, you know, it's been very emotional the last month, up and down, you know, with emotion. Is it real? And then, you know, you realize it's real, and, you know, it's just a blessing. It means the world to me, and, you know, I think I've pretty much got past all the crying right now. Might fire it back up after qualifying if we lock the car in, but the driver feels really good right now. I feel really confident with our race team. I feel confident with everything around us. Even under the circumstances of how late we put this program together, I have the utmost confidence in my crew chief, again, Dustin Knowles, and then, you know, to have Andy Houston out there, which a lot of people I'm sure know who he is, spotting for me. You know, the driver can't help but to be good. So, like I said, it's a blessing. I'm ready to get to Daytona, but at the same time, I don't want to speed up these last few days of just, you know, the anticipation. This could be a life-changing event for us, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, we're going to run a smart race. We're not down there to impress and try to go for the win on the first lap or whatever. We're just going to let the race come to us, and we got a long season, and we got to protect our race cars throughout that process.
You're doing all 20 races, isn't that correct, Joey?
Yes, sir. We're in for the long haul. Logistics is going to be a nightmare. me and Dustin both are trying to figure out how we're going to make this happen. You know, we want to just focus on the race cars and making them go fast and turn left, but also we got to start planning on where we're staying, how we're getting there, and what we're having for dinner. So that's kind of out of the norm for us right now. So hopefully by about mid-season we'll have our hand on our travel and itineraries and things of that nature. It's going to be a tough year this year. There's no doubt, just with everything that's in front of us, logistic-wise.
Well, Joey, you've logged in a lot of laps with Dale Jarrett Racing, isn't that correct?
Yeah, we have. I think I've been working, at Talladega since 2008, 2009. So any given weekend, we do 1,000 laps between, 6-7 cars. So, that's one thing, I guess, Daryl Gent, who picked me to come drive the car. Daryl was actually one of my students at the racing school, I think it was 2014. One thing I have to mention is, this team is based off of Brandon Gent. That's Daryl's son. We lost him in 2014. Matter of fact, it was Brandon's birthday that Daryl was in my race car at Talladega. And we just kept in touch. And, we didn't have that we didn't talk a lot. But to get the nod, to get the phone call, to get the messages that he was interested in my abilities, even though, personally we've not really had the opportunity to do a lot, he's just got that belief. And, it's been a rocky road for him. This media stuff that's been going on, I don't know what it is these days with social media and some of the things that goes on, these guys behind computers. But in the real world, when you're out here busting your tail making a race team work, Daryl's done a hell of a job. And, we've had a few issues here and there, but I tell you what, we stayed strong, and we're finally going to get to sit back and enjoy this thing once we get the car in the race and, pay respects to Brandon. We're going to have Brandon's name on the passenger side of the car, and we're going to have a big thing on the deck lid for him. So, this team's in memory of him. So, to be honest with you, Brandon's been right there with us this whole process, and it's been a smooth process when you talk about building a race team in 3 weeks. I don't know who in the world could do it like we have. Without a coroner like Daryl Gent to make sure we have the best. And there's a lot of other teams out there that's helped us get to this point. Wayne Hickson is number one who's, stepped up and kind of helped mentor our team a little bit in this early going. And it's kind of a big help is why we're here, buying the number two from the backup car. I think it ran eighth at Talladega last year, and like I said, with a fresh power plant underneath it, we got everything we need to be successful. So it's going to be exciting, man. And I'm happy to have all three of you guys going to be down there with us enjoying this.
I can't wait, Joy. You raced BR, is that correct? Did you race at BR?
Way back in the day, when I was 21, most people go out to the bars, or they go here or go there. I elected to I don't even know what you considered a street stock or what, but it was a Buick Regal with a piece of steel down the side of it and a red leather bucket seat. Safety was not really the biggest issue. It was going racing. It was so bad we had to pull the battery out of my truck to put in the race car just to race. So, yeah, we got to go out there and make some laps. We drew outside pole and first event, had to bank it off the wall due to not having brakes and a driver not knowing what to do without brakes. So we had a fun event. There was a good bit of cars that day. Finished ninth, and we actually got a little money at the pay window, and we did well out there. As the guys that were working with me realized that it wasn't talk, that the kid could drive a little bit, they started putting a little bit more time in that race car, and we started getting better and better every time we went out there. Ultimately, we crashed the car, missing a wreck, and then it kind of put us on a different path, and very lucky to have gotten the opportunity to go run some dirt stuff, late models and Thunder cars, and race for a team out of Hueytown, Alabama, Russell Racing for a couple of seasons and Thunder cars. And, I went from running a hobby car at Birmingham to a 600-700 horsepower dirt car that Mike Harmon built for him. And the first dirt practice I ever was in, I was the slowest guy in town. our sponsors to, you know, if I'd make it to the race. I think somebody's grandmother out on the interstate was doing faster than I was, and I thought I was flying. But we come back and for the first race, and I don't know what happened that day, but we just we went to the front. We led every lap except the first one in both the heat and the feature, and that was kind of the end of it. Then we won 7 times that year, went to the Ice Bowl, and did pretty well on speed, but got crashed out. But we've moved up to late models after that. Just struggled, you know, because it's such an expensive game, and I've been doing this on my own pretty much my whole life. So, you know, what I had to invest in a team was about all we had. So that's where the Dale Jarrett Racing adventure came in. I found a way to get paid and get some seat time instead of wasting money in ill-prepared race cars that I couldn't afford. So, but, yeah, we've done a little bit of here and there. You know, like I said, most of our experience over the last 6-7 years has been Talladega, Charlotte, places like that. So we're looking forward to going a little bit faster at those places.
Have you spent much time at Daytona?
You know, I've never been to Daytona, and believe it or not, in the third grade, I had told myself that I'd never go until I rolled through the gates as a driver. And there's been a lot of Daytona 500s I wanted to go to. There's been a lot of races I wanted to go to down there, but I just held strong. And here we go. I think this is the 53rd running of the Lucas Oil 200. And
yes,
we're going to be able to go in there and be a part of that. So I'm extremely excited to have that opportunity. That's, let's say, the emotional side of things and how just, you know, hard it is to understand, you know, how blessed I really am and the things that we're getting here. And sometimes you sit back and you say, am I, you know, do I deserve all this and this, that, and the other? But it's going to be awesome. You know, Dustin's going to have his hands full, you know, trying to keep me calm, I think, right there in the beginning. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Of the day.
What's that?
Have y'all two raced against each other much on the track?
Well, I think the only time we've ever actually really raced each other was in 2014 at Mobile, the ARCA race.
Yes,
yeah, that was as far as the competition goes. Yeah, and that's the Brady. You know how that went for us. So Dustin, you know, Dustin had an unfair advantage over us. So that don't really count, does it?
No, I don't. So tell us a little bit more about Motorsports, boy.
Well, like I said, it's a family-owned business. They formed this team as something they've been working on for a lot of years, you know, with Daryl Gent and his son, Brandon. You know, they wanted to put this thing together. They've been working hard to get it together. And, you know, he passed away, and, you know, here they are. They decided it was time to give it another swing. And, you know, like I said, it's something that, you know, Daryl, you know, with the loss of his son, and, you know, it's one of those things. It was a dream for him. It's a dream for us. It's just a perfect scenario to have us all together doing this. Sorry, I'm getting my bags out of the cab. Sorry to mess the interview up, but it's been a long trip out of here. This kind of starts the whole process for us as far as the traveling is concerned, getting to San Antonio and we get this trip behind us, and it's time to go to Daytona. And I'm stoked and ready to go get down there. I know Dustin is as well.
So actually, you're going to be there at Wednesday. You'll be Daytona on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out logistics on that as well. My girlfriend has been driving me absolutely crazy about when we're going, where we're staying. And, you know, Dustin can tell you, I've been worried about everything but that. I think, you know, we've got to be there on Thursday for sure. So I think we're going to ride down on Wednesday. And then I think Dustin and the car's got to be there Tuesday. There ain't much we can do, but just kind of gives me a day to, you know, biggest thing for me in this situation is to focus, you know, mentally stay focused. This is not something that I want to go down here and get goo-goo-eyed over what we're about to do. You know, this is the best opportunity of my life. I want to make and take the fullest advantage of what we have in front of us. So, you know, the mental preparation and staying confident, staying, I guess, cool, calm, and collective, not letting my emotions get the best of me. Best I stay away from Daytona as much as I can. So I figure we get in there and we get to work and on Thursday, and, you know, it'd be great for us. We got a PR company that came on board with us. They're signing us to a 5-month contract, and we're gonna have two people down there. We can't really announce everything yet, but we got some people to kind of lead us in the right direction. This is a very tough business. Everybody knows how tough this business is. We're doing something that I guess you would see done back in the 70s and 80s. You know, it doesn't work this way unless you just. I mean, I say it doesn't work this way. It does. I'm lucky to say I'm one of the few that get this opportunity at my age and to have the kind of quality and equipment that my owner, Daryl Gents, put in front of us at Gent Motorsports. They're not sparing anything. So I think there's a lot left in the tank for me, and there's a lot of people that believe in me, and that's one thing that keeps me still 100% believing I'm the best thing to touch a race car. If you ever lose sight of that, then you're in trouble. Not going to say that I think we're going to roll down there and win the race, but I tell you what, I don't think there's any doubt in my mind we can get there and get a top 10 and be competitive all day long. So just got to stay mentally sharp. And like I said, we got to make the most of this. And I'm just glad to have Dustin with me doing this. We've been, you know, struggling together over the last couple years trying to figure out what is our niche, what is our way, what is our business plan, what is our business model with a race team to put something together to get both of us out there and racing and kind of control our own destinies and things like that. This is a very difficult business. So when you do hit on something like we have, you know, a friendship, number one, you know, Dustin's listened to me when I have these outlandish ideas, and he supported me all the way through. And I think the same for him. I mean, it's extremely, I guess that's the icing on the cake, getting to do all this with him on the box. It's just going to be could be a dangerous combination. I know Daytona ain't much we can do together other than mash the gas, but I'm stoked to get to try to see what we can do at Nashville and in Salem. We got two really good short tracks back to back that we really can go to work and make something happen together.
Well, you know, it's the greatest sport in the world, but it's the most expensive sport in the world, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like I said, and there's a lot of things that we've got in front of us right now that we're very fortunate with sponsorship lined up behind Daytona. We've got some great partners, and I can't wait to announce them and to add more to what we're doing. That's one thing our PR and marketing firm is out there doing is we're starting at ground level with everything with them, and the object is to go out and sell this product and this race team and bring in the corporate dollars that we need to be competitive and move to the next level. So yeah, you know, very blessed. And then again, this doesn't happen unless you have Daryl Gent, you know, who's committed to going out and racing. He's not going out to start and park. He's not going out to just be there. He wants to go out and be competitive and win races. And as far as my standpoint goes, you know, it's cool as heck to say that my third ARCA start is going to be at Daytona. Every race fans, you know, I don't say everybody, but I'll say me, the big Earnhardt fan. I still get teary-eyed thinking about the old guy. He was, you know, being a fan of NASCAR back in the day, those guys almost became like family to you, especially as a kid, you know, watching the Allisons and the Bonnets and, you know, Quickie and the Bonnies. I mean, you can go down the list all the great guys that laid the foundation for the sport. So, you know, I will hope to represent some of those guys as the way they came into the sport. It is kind of changing a lot to where I don't think a lot of the fans can relate to the guys that are sitting in the race cars anymore. You know, this was a man's sport at one time, and now it's a situation to where, you know, they ain't even out of high school, but they're in a good position with, you know, funding and things of that nature. And that's just the way the business is, when you talk about it being expensive, it really does outcast the drivers that I would say that built this sport. With those guys today, you know, it's hard to compare, but I do think there's a lot more talented drivers that do not get the opportunity to get out there and race. This was a blue-collar sport at one time. Racing was not cool at one time. Now all of a sudden it is, and it is almost tripled in what it costs to be competitive. So, like I said, without Daryl Gent, we wouldn't be here today. And it's scary to think, you know, where I am today and how much clarity I have in my life, where my head's at, where my life is at. To have all these things kind of meshed together, where would I be without this opportunity and Daryl coming and picking me up to drive this race car? It's scary to think, you know, because I've been fighting my entire life trying to figure out any way possible. You know, as a kid, I'd pull the phone book out and start going through the yellow pages and marking down, we're going to call this people, we're going to call these people. And, you know, pick the phone up every day and call 10 or 15 people. And I didn't know what I was marketing or selling. I just wanted a sponsor so I can go race. We didn't even own a race car. So, you know, it didn't get very far, but the ambition was there from an early age. But, you know, like I said, we have a lot to live up to. Daryl could have chose anybody to get in this race car. So even though I'm a rookie, we got to act as a veteran and go out there and keep our head on. And that's why, again, I've got Dustin and Andy that are going to be there to keep me calm. I know it's going to get crazy out there. So I already know I want to kind of implement the Dale Jarrett way of doing things, kind of riding a little bit and see how things turn out, just because, you know, we want to bring that car back to Talladega and have a chance to win that race there. But don't want to add any more expenses to the boss or any more work to my crew chief and my team by getting a little too ambitious down there in Daytona. So I'm sure Dustin will appreciate that.
Well, you know, Troy, you don't take no for an answer. If you had, you'd been shut out 4 years ago. You got to have tough ends.
Yeah, that's, you know, there's the, you know, I've said it 100 times. I wish there was something inside of me I could turn it off, because this has been some of the best days of my life. It's some of the worst. When you chase a dream, when you continue to fight, you lose sight of a lot of important things, especially younger, because you're able to get out there and go, 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 go. Your professional life doesn't really get in the way as much. And I watched my son pretty much grow up as I ran out the door to the race shop, you know, doing everything I could to continue to get that seat time and experience. But, you know, after last year and some of the misfortunes we had, you know, we had a sponsor and a race team kind of melt down at Talladega last year in the ARCA series. That kind of ended our deal. And, you know, we got to go do a truck start. Norm Benning kind of caught wind of some of the things we were facing. We had an uphill battle, and Norm said, come on up to Gateway and you know, stick with me. I'll teach you, get you out of, you know, where you're at, and we'll try to get you in a truck deal. And so I went to Gateway, and you know, it's kind of, I guess, a good and a bad thing. I got my own record in the truck series. Made my first start, didn't even make a lap. We got that going for us in NASCAR. I think we made $8,600 earnings and hadn't made a lap yet. So, but we got to go up there and experience it. And, man, did that just get the fire going even more. You know, we got to go out and practice there. And, you know, the old man wanted me to just kind of ease it around the track. He said, go 50. I just said, man, NASCAR's going to laugh me out of the racetrack if I do 50 mile an hour down the front stretch here. And luckily I'd been to Gateway before and practiced. I just put on the floor coming through the access road. And instead of giving Norm a heart attack, I backed out about 200-300 yards before it was time to, you know, to let it ride on in. And just kind of let the truck, you know, nice and easy through the entrance. And then I matted down the straightaways. And I told him over the radio, I said, man, you give me 10 laps, I'll have this thing within a second of everybody else. And I got to yell. He said, no, 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 that's not what you're here for. Get that truck off the track now. So I kind of backfired on myself, you know, got a little too confident out there. But the cool part was, it's like I said, the experience of it. We went to Iowa the next week and spotted. We were supposed to make our second start, but under the circumstances, nobody wants to be a starting part guy at all. And to do that, I would have had to knock a good friend of mine out of the race, knowing that I wasn't going to be out there very long. So I elected that that would not have been a professional move on my part. So I got to to spot at Iowa for Norman. That was a great experience. So 2 weeks of NASCAR, I got to start a truck race, change some tires in an actual pit stop, and then I was a spotter. So I'm going to get my resume together in case this racing thing doesn't work out. I'm sure I can find a spot somewhere, don't you think?
I think so. What about the truck series race in Talladega in the fall? Any chance of making that race?
Well, the opportunity's there, and that's where, you know, I'm very fortunate to go back to Daryl Gent that, you know, we're able to put ourselves in a position again to he wants to move up together, and that's something that I'm real excited about. You know, we are going to run trucks next year. I don't want to say guarantee because you know how life is, but it's definitely something that we're already in the looking for trucks right now to make a couple races this year, and definitely Talladega is going to be one of them. I think that race needs an Alabama guy, and you know, the great thing is Enfinger is going to be there, so it'd be nice if I had two Alabama guys on the field, and since I can't be the only one, but I'm real happy to see, don't know Grant personally, but it's great to see a guy that goes out there and works as hard as he does, and has done so much in the sport to finally get a what looks like a really great opportunity for his career. Yeah, I mean, you know, we make Talladega. I tell you, Rowdy, we're so blessed every time we sit back and think about it. And again, that's we you know, it's never good enough. You always set your goals higher and higher and higher, and that, it never changes. So, yeah, definitely I want to run competitive in the ARCA series and give it everything I got, but also, too, you know, it's a lot easier in a lot of ways in the NASCAR series. It pays a lot better. It makes it a little bit easier on the owner of the truck. You know, they've got a spec motor coming out in the truck series next year, I think. So that's something that we definitely would love to get a jump on and get involved in, because it sounds like a lot of people will be come next year once that motor is released and what they're going to do with it. So, yeah, I mean, that's where our goals are. You know, if we could make 2-3 truck races this year, I'd be tickled to death. You know, I think the Talladega Phoenix Homestead thing would just be beautiful, or skip Phoenix because of how far it is, and definitely got out of Miami and pick another track in between. But we're excited, and I guess it comes down to Brett Bodine and what he's going to allow me to do too. By the time we get ready to run some trucks, Brett should have already seen that we've got enough super speedway experience and everything else to be competitive and not be a risk on the racetrack.
Joe, can you take a car?
Absolutely.
All right. Go ahead, caller. Who we got online? Go ahead, caller. Didn't actually work like we thought it was going to, Joey.
Ain't no problem.
You know, Joey, listen, it's been almost, it was 2014 after the Sprint Cup race that you come over to Camp Rowdy. We sat around the campfire and we talked about the vision that you had. And you know, Joey, it's just a few days before that, it's unfolding before our eyes.
Yeah, like I said, it's happened really fast too. I say it's happened fast. I guess if everybody was paying attention, it's happened fast. It feels like it's taken a lifetime to get this opportunity. So, yeah, I mean, and you know, of course, Rowdy, we've been talking about this, you know, my entire life. You know, my parents, I heard my dad say a couple of nights ago that tell my mom, he didn't think I was listening. I was in another room. He said, you know what, he might make it after all. I've been telling them for I don't know how many years, you know, since the third grade that this is what I was going to do and now it's going to be good at it. And I guess they didn't believe me. So now they're kind of a lot of struggles too as a young guy struggling with the idea of trying to go racing, trying to find the money. You know, when your family doesn't have the opportunity to help you, I know that kind of was rough on my family. You know, seeing how bad I wanted it, but. You know, it makes it all the more better to finally get this opportunity and had to fight for it. You know, my dad never, you know, I say my dad never helped. My dad sponsored us a set of tires back in 2003 to run a dirt race. And that's been the extent of what he's done. But, you know, one thing my dad has given me, it's more than money ever can, is to have heart, soul, to go after what you love and to never give up. My dad today, in a sense, is living his dream. He's got his own business. You know, he's got a pool hall and bar down in Pelham, Alabama. And, you know, he lives it every day. And like I said, you know, without my old man, you know, showing me the way, you know, none of this would have happened. And you know, it's great to have money. It's great to have that easy road. But I tell you, I think that's the disconnect in the series. And you know, you go to a track like Daytona and somewhere and you win, and you get out of the car and act like you've been there a million times. I'll tell you what, a lot of guys lay their life on the line and blood, sweat, and tears to get to that point, you know, and there's a lot of respect, in my opinion, lost, and or not lost, but just not really taken back into consideration. Sports changed a ton. I just, like I said, I've been a fan of racing my whole life. Love it dearly. Like I said, the emotional side of finally getting this opportunity, man, I tell you, Rowdy, I've cried and I've cried and I've cried. And I am glad that I can actually talk on the phone about this now without crying. It, you know, it just means that much to me to get this opportunity to finally show what we can do. And I'm like I said, Daytona is Daytona. Never been there. A goal was to never go there until we came in as a driver. We're getting to accomplish that goal. The next thing is we're going to be competitive. And how competitive, it's up to the good Lord on how things go. And if we miss these wrecks and the driver's smart, and I know our crew's good, I know our spotter's great, and just falls on the driver's shoulders of staying cool, calm, and collective. And like I said, I feel great right now. I feel like a heavyweight fighter. You know, I'm ready to go in there and swing. And I know that as we get closer, it's going to get a little bit tighter and tighter as far as you know, the nerves and everything we got in front of us. But I'm ready for it. You know, I've been waiting on this my whole life. Kind of like that song. Phil Collins song, you know, so, you know, it's awesome. Like I said, I can say it's awesome a million times. I'm just ready to go to work and get behind the wheel and see what we can do.
I got a call here. We got Todd Bixby from upstate New York, and his home track is White Glen. Go ahead, Todd.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hey, Todd.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah,
what's your question for Joey tonight, Todd?
Joey, how long have you been racing?
Well, you know, we started back in, I guess it was around 2000, I guess. So when I was 21, so been quite some time now. Off and on, of course. You know, it's been a struggle budgetary wise and things of that nature. You know, as a youngster you know, in your early 20s, you got a family to put yourself in a position to put a race car underneath you and be competitive is extremely difficult. You know, I built a late model off of eBay. I wheeled and dealed until I got that race car built. I was so ecstatic when I bought a sweet rack. I got it for $165, and I think everybody knows those are pretty good racks, and they're pretty expensive. So, you know, like I said, we gave it all we had. You know, I think our biggest bang for our buck was our marketing ability, and then getting in with Dale Jarrett and those guys really just kind of helped push things along a little bit.
And what are you going to be racing now?
We're going to run the full ARCA schedule with Gent Motorsports. We got the Elmore Power Plant for Daytona. We're going to run the Elmore pretty much every race except for the short tracks. We've got a SB2 right now that we're looking at. I think a lot of teams don't run the Elmore when it comes to short tracks. But right now, that's our plan, is to run the SB2 at Nashville, Salem. And then we've got right now the one car that's going to run 18 races. We probably will bring a second car in, but as of now, we're not 100% sure because, again, we'd like to start working on our truck program and getting it moving at least in the right direction ahead of time, unlike what we did with the ARCA schedule and put a team together in 2 weeks.
And are you going to be running the ARCA down in Pocono for the first race there, June 3rd? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be at every race. The 20 events will be at every one of those events.
All right. Well, I'll be down there for that, so I will stop by to see you.
Awesome.
Hey, Todd.
I hope you got your Jim Motorsports number 14 Joey G shirt on too, Todd. Thanks for calling,
Todd,
buddy.
Appreciate it. I got another caller there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Got another caller here, Joy. I think it's Anthony.
Uh-oh. What are you doing? Is that you, Joey, and Rowdy Maglite?
That is us.
Well, I'm just calling to say congratulations to you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it, man, and that means a lot coming from you. A lot of people don't know, but we were kind of in a position like a lot of people in this world have been, kind of down on his luck, and we were at my local newsletter where we live in Pelham, Alabama. They'd want to do a story on us there for about a year, and I didn't want to do it. I wanted to wait till the right time until I knew what direction I wanted the article to go in. And a matter of fact, I did it on the way home from the racing adventure. I was working in the shop up there, did it on the way home, and they published it and talked about a little bit about what we did as an instructor, and it talked about our goals and aspirations, and that a lot of that was to initially, you know, we started something in 2014 with a drive to Daytona. Was initially just to try to get down to Daytona to do the test. And then Anthony, of course, living in Pelham, Alabama, saw the article. And it wasn't a couple weeks later. It was kind of, you know, it's kind of weird. You know, hey, guy, you know, we want to talk to you about driving a race car. And it happened so fast. You know, and Anthony is kind of the one. If it wasn't for Anthony in Pelham reading that newsletter, I wouldn't be going to run in Daytona, I don't believe. I mean, it's just the way the good Lord laid this thing out. All the great people that were a part of this, you know, it's not just me that made this happen. There's so many great people. There's so many different dots that were connected to make this happen. So, you know, like I said, I think I've told Anthony a million times how grateful I am for him. You know, we had hoped to do more with the Peterson group, but you know, unfortunately, we did the two races, the test, and that was kind of all we could kind of muster up with that team. And, you know, again, you know, wouldn't be here today without it. So extremely blessed and thankful, more than you know, Anthony.
Well, you are quite welcome, and I am, you know, we're behind you 100%, and we will see you in about a week or so.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm on a business trip in San Antonio right now, and I am ready to get the heck out of here and get back to Alabama and start thinking about a race and not anything about work. So I appreciate it, man. And like I said, we're going to give it everything we got because there's a lot of people out there. And like I said, you're one of the main ones. But we owe it to you guys to get down there and give it the best effort we got. We know we got the best, you know, I ain't said the best car, but we got one of the we got everything we need to be successful, and I'm excited. And it's up to me inside the race car to make the right decisions and make you guys look smart for what you guys did early on.
Well, we appreciate it, and we'll see you in about a week or so there, buddy.
Take care, man. Thanks for calling.
See ya.
Hey, thanks for calling, Anthony. I have one more call for you there. I've got Ricky from Kansas, Alabama. Can you hear us there, Ricky?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, you're live with Joe Athena, Jet Motorsports. What question?
Well, I just got a little comment. I think it's phenomenal what you're doing. It seems like you got your head on straight. You won me over because you're from Alabama and that you're an Arnold fan. And you just let me know that if you keep following your dreams, that eventually they will come true. And I think that is great. And I hope y'all have some good luck down in Daytona. And God bless.
Hey, I appreciate it so much. You know, it's not easy. I can promise you that it's not easy to especially at my age, to keep on. You know, you gotta get a lot of grief and a lot of flack You know, it's just something I've never been able to quit. I've never been able to turn off. We all get one opportunity at life, and it's what you make of it. If you want to be a cop, you be a cop. If you want to be a lawyer, you be a lawyer. Unfortunately, the good Lord wanted me to be a race car driver, and I'm blessed because he introduced me to one of the greatest sports in the world. And I hope that I can leave just a little bit of an imprint on the sport when my time comes to exit the car, as some of the pioneers that, like I said, I watched my entire life. You know, it's just we still got a long road to get to where those guys were, but I think we can do it. I'm excited about it. And like I said, nobody thought we'd get this far anyways. I was told at a young age, hey, you might be a good late model driver. Well, they're wrong, and I'm going to continue making people wrong. That's kind of the funnest part about this. But thank you so much, man. And guys like you with comments like that just adds more fire to the belly, and that's the worst thing the guys need me getting.
Well, Ricky went with me to Kentucky last year, Joey, and when we pulled up, we went and got our credentials, went into the infield, and we walked into the garage, and the first thing we had to do, of course, Wayne was dragging three cars, and you got to, if you're at Kentucky, you've got to put fuel in the car. I've never pushed a car so far. I believe it's about a quarter of a mile, and I'm not exaggerating. You go through one
right,
gate, make a left, right, left, and when we pulled up, they said, man, we need some push in the car. I said, Ricky, you said you want help. Well, we started at like 8:30 that morning, and about 11 o'clock that night after the race was over, Wyatt looked at me, and he goes, will your buddy help you one more time? And I looked at him. He said, I need those two tires down to the zero car, take the jack, the air wrench, take those tires off, roll them back up here, and set them down by the trailer. And I looked at Ricky, and he was whipped. I was whipped. I said, Ricky, in for one more little trip, and off went. But I appreciate Ricky's help. He can testify that it's a lot of work when you're down there. But you don't stand around at Wayne Peterson. He'll put you to work. Hey, Ricky,
absolutely.
I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Ricky.
Joey, I tell you, man, it's been one heck of a ride. I know we don't communicate every day. I knew this day was coming. I knew this day was coming, and it's approaching us fast. And to have you on my show, the first guest, is pretty incredible to me. Y'all have an app, don't you, on Gent Sports?
Yeah, we do. We actually had a phone app before we had a race car. So, yeah, it's available for all devices, to my knowledge. And I downloaded it not knowing what exactly it was. And, man, it's a great tool. You got the schedule. It connects directly to our Facebook page. And it doesn't log into Facebook, but all the posts that are made, updates and things like that show up, as well as our Twitter account. And then you also have an opportunity to contact us through that as well. So there's more to come on that app. We're looking to kind of make it more interactive. That's something that, you know, I never would have, like, taken Daryl, you know, seriously with this until I downloaded it. And I was like, man, you know, because there's a lot of racing that don't have phone apps. But Gent Motorsports does. And to make it interactive where, you know, if we're at Nashville or somewhere where you can't hear the race or watch the race, you can go on there, and hopefully we'll have it to where you can watch how we're doing in the race and get some live updates throughout the day. So we know for sure you'll get updates, but to actually get to see the car, you know, going around the track and different things like that, it's something else we're going to work on. But these pulled out all the stops. I mean, you know, down to a phone app, you know, we've got everything we need. The phone app, not going to make us any faster, but it makes us really cool, right?
It was actually the first car app I've put on my phone.
That's
I was excited
great. That's
to get
great.
It. Dusty, still there?
I thought Dusty was asleep with all my talking.
That's all right. Dusty, have you got any last words for the closing of the show tonight?
Yeah, Rowdy, I really appreciate being on the show tonight. Really looking forward to this this 20 race schedule, being the crew chief for Joey. Really looking forward to actually getting to the racetrack next week, getting to work on the cars, getting back in the groove of things. I would love to sit here and say, man, that's 7 days away, man. Or let's see here, it's Monday. Yeah, 8 days away before I'm actually in Daytona. That's so close. But man, there's a lot of things that's got to happen in the next week. But I'm confident in the team, Daryl, Joey, everyone. Really looking forward to starting this endeavor with them, and can't wait to see that 14 on the racetrack.
You want to throw out your social media site, Dustin?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a website, DustinKnowles.com. Not going to lie, I'm my own webmaster, so it hasn't been updated recently, but you can find a lot of my videos from when I've raced, especially this past year in the Super Stocks locally here in Alabama. Just by going to YouTube, typing in Dustin Knowles, you'll be able to pull up a lot of the videos there. On Facebook, I believe it's dustin.knowles.5 on Facebook. Twitter feed, DustinKnowles64. So, follow me there. Going to do a lot of live posting from Daytona in the next week. So definitely check it out.
Well, you know, we got Wi-Fi this year at Daytona, which is going to be a big plus for us.
Absolutely. My wife's already warned me about using data while I'm down there. So with the track having Wi-Fi now, I feel a little bit better.
Well, Dusty, dude, I appreciate you calling, and you've been the very first caller on the show.
Absolutely. I sure appreciate it, Rowdy.
I'm looking forward to hanging out with you down in Daytona, brother.
Absolutely, sir. Let that light shine.
That light is shining the night bright down in Cobb Hill, Alabama. Oh, wait, how about you? What's your, everybody, the information on your social media, brother?
Well, right now, Joey Giattina, last name Giattina. It's on Facebook. We got Joey Giattina Motorsports. I'll be honest, I'm not the greatest at either as updating the stuff. I have a Twitter. It's at Joey G Racing, but I don't think there's been an update since Talladega last year. There's a lot of things that we got to work on, and that's one thing I'm excited to get to work with our social media and PR people. They're going to educate me, and they're going to give us the resources and people. And you know, it's a business, and that's something that we can't lose sight of today. It is a business, and marketing ourselves and having the right post, the right time, and being there for our supporters, and not leaving them in the dark about things that we have coming up and stuff like that. So, but that's the easiest way. We're blowing up on Facebook right now, my personal page, and I've seen a lot of guys, they want to say, hey, we're switching over to our racing site or whatever. And, you know, I think, you know, I've got one of those, but I think it's more personal anyways to let everybody in. When we hit the 5,000 limit, we'll decide then, I guess, what we have to do. But some cool things we have before we get off here. If you ever wanted your name on a race car, you can ride with me at Daytona for $25. You go to gentmotorsports.com, look under, I don't really know. So bad sales on that part, but go to gentmotorsports.com. You can check it out. We've got a fan club membership. I think you get a shirt, a signed card, a koozie, this, that, and the other. Daryl's got some cool things put together, but for $25, you can have your name on the car at Daytona. Daryl is doing this. I guess it's kind of like doing the quickie way, doing it his way, and that's what this race car is going to represent, is Daryl's accomplishments and mountains that he's climbed over his lifetime, and more importantly, since Brandon's passing, this kind of culminates everything for the Gent family. Bobby Gent, the younger brother, has been very instrumental. The kid is 21, and I tell you, he has drove. I don't know how many hours over the last couple of weeks going and picking up parts and race cars, and the kids log more miles than I don't know who right now, but it's a whole family effort. So go over to JentMotorsports.com, get our app, check out the things, you know, come put your name on the race car and ride with us. We also, being that Daryl's funding the car, we have other opportunities, very reasonable. I think we took a shot in social media because how low it is, but, you know, we're funded. We don't need sponsorship for Daytona. So if somebody wants to put their company on the car, you can get on as low as $500. And that's just something, a way to give back and to bring new companies in that may not ever have the opportunity to spend the amount of money to be on a competitive race car. And we are going to be a competitive race car. So I've not really pushed it a ton, you know, as far as adding sponsors. We're very limited what we have. We have Ron's Car Shop. .com. If you're in the market of buying baseball cards, football cards, memorabilia alone, Ron Sports Cards has it. They're actually doing a discount right now for anybody that goes to their website and purchases products. And I don't even think you need a promotional code. You just list in there the 14 card, and that'll get you that discount. So check it out, RonSportsCards.com. Other than that, you know, we're kind of, you know, hanging out. I've got one of my personal favorite sponsors is my gym. That's something I didn't want to do and I didn't want to face, but we got in the gym, and it's Lifetime Fitness in Pelham, Alabama. If anybody is in the Pelham area, that is the place to go. Donnie Sapp Jr. has, I mean, transformed my life. I feel like a completely different person, as we've only been in the gym for about a month and a half now, but from eating right to exercising, it's not even like, you know, what you would think going to the gym. He caters around what you're looking for out of your experience. The meals, everything you want as far as to get your life back in track and get in shape and feeling better, right there with Donnie Sapp and the Anytime Fitness people in Pelham. Tell them you heard it here, and Donnie will take very good care of you. But like I said, you know, those two great companies have come on board and helped us a little bit. Donnie's going to have to run out to these racetracks and chase me down to get me back in the gym, I think, sometimes. But it's real easy to take the day off and have a margarita, right? And
right.
Enjoy things a little too much. But anyways, that's it, guys. I appreciate so much coming on tonight where you're at. You're a great friend of mine, and I am. The Tim DeSpain and Susan, all you guys, everything you do for the sport. I'm excited and ready to go racing.
Joey, appreciate you coming on, and keep that light shining, brother. See you in Daytona.
You got it, brother. Talk to you soon.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Well, that's it for the night, folks. Till next Monday night at 6 o'clock.
Tickets are moving fast for the Daytona 500 on Sunday, February 21st, and it's your one chance to be a part of the biggest race in a generation. The all-new Daytona is 31 million pounds of steel, forged by racing's greatest legends in the heat of battle for the most coveted trophy in NASCAR, the 2016 Daytona 500. Now, forever. Seats at the all-new Daytona will sell out. Guarantee yours now at 1-800-PITSHOP or Daytona500.com.